Happy Wednesday to you. I hope you're keeping really well. So today I want to talk to you a little bit more about embodiment, which is part of our integration process. And I just wanted to explain it, I suppose, a little bit more, because sometimes the idea of what I've been talking about of like coming back into the body and that feeling space can actually feel a little bit alien to some of us, you know, because it isn't a practice perhaps that we're used to doing and we don't even really know where to get started. So as I've been talking to you about all the different things that have happened to you in your life and all the different experiences that you've had and the learnings you've had from those experiences, it's really embodiment, is really grounding down those lived experiences into the body. And a kind of a practical way I would describe this, and it's probably a little bit of a trivial way, but it'll just show you an example of it. So, you know, sometimes I've given this example before. If I say to somebody, like, if you wanted to be a marathon runner, you wouldn't just show up for like the Dublin Marathon in October. You would be preparing for that. You would be embodying the experiences of a marathon runner, which is training like them, sleeping like them, eating like them, you know, getting all the right gear, the right trainers, runners, all of those kind of things. So what you're doing is you're embodying the experiences of a current, say, successful marathon runner, and you're bringing that into your daily practice. So again, like I said, that's quite a trivial example, and it's about embodying the characteristics or the experiences of somebody else. What we're doing in this month is embodying the experiences of our own self. So when we make a lot of changes in our life, when we start to come to, you know, a more spiritually awakened space, which a lot of us are in at the moment, and I'd actually say being a member of It's Time For Me, you've probably been there for quite a while, you know, you're opening up to a different way of living and a different way of being. So what that is showing is that on a cognitive level, you're understanding that the world can work in a different way, that there's access to abundance and access to a potential and access to the possibilities that are specific and individual to your life. But what can happen is, even though we understand that, it's the other side of the brain has the limiting beliefs. It has the part of us that has had these past experiences that cause fear and anxiety within us. And what it's trying to do is to come out of the head space, the part of us that is always on, that's always talking to us, that's always telling the negative of things and how things can't work out and won't work out, and come down into the body. So grounding your lived experiences, which have shown you your strength, which have shown you your resilience, connecting to the feeling space in the body and connecting to the emotional space in the body, and embodying this newer energy. So when we come out of the head and into the body can feel, yeah, do you know what? I have made changes. I do feel that life can be very different for me. I do feel my potential. I do feel my purpose. I do feel my ability to connect with what I desire, to create what I desire, and to feel more present in this moment in myself. The body will feel that. The body will know that, because the body has lived with you through all of the experiences that have been difficult. The mind is the part that keeps the fear and the worry and the limiting thoughts and the memories of everything that's gone on. And the body also keeps the memories, but the body also feels when the shift happens. When you've gone through something really difficult in your life and you come out the other side of it, your body will feel, oh, like a sense of release. The head mightn't feel that, but your body will be like, okay, we're finished that. We're done that. That's over now. The body will feel the strength and the resilience and the coping abilities that you have. The body will feel how you were able to get through things. And the body will feel the potential of what's possible. You know, if you think of your body and think of, I was thinking this the other day myself, you know, I cut my feet. It was really warm there a few weeks ago and I got cuts on my feet from my sandals that I had on. And I was looking at my foot yesterday and I was like, oh God, like it totally healed. The two cuts healed and like the skin grew over and here we go again. And, you know, it really reminded me of the body's natural healing ability just to do that automatically without thought about it, without wondering, would it heal, would it fix? Because when it's something so small as a cut on your foot like that, that we all get in the summertime, we don't sit and wonder, oh God, I wonder, will that heal? I wonder, will I be okay? I wonder, will the body be able to do that? We don't even give it a second thought. We just know and we trust it'll be fine. We mightn't even think about it enough to know and trust it. We just may not even give it any attention. And yet the body does its thing. So when we come out of the head and the mind and we come back into the body and embody, you know, who we are becoming and embody the energy of that, it is a very different life we begin to live. So it the negative thoughts and the limiting beliefs and, you know, your ego and your fear-based stuff, that's always going to come up. So I don't want you to think that you're going to go through life where that's not going to come up, or that you may be saying, well, like, I still have a lot of fear. That's normal. It is part and parcel of how our mind works, and it's part and parcel of being a human being. So I don't want you to ever get rid of that or try to say that has to be different. What you're really doing is that if a fear comes up, for example, because you're embodying this newer wave of good feeling energy in you, you can tap into that in the body, that you don't stay in the going down the rabbit hole of thought, you know, that goes from, oh God, maybe I can't do that. And all of a sudden you're in the worst case scenario in your mind that you've ever thought about. What it's doing is, and this takes diligence, and more importantly, it takes practice, which is why our spiritual practices are so important this month and beyond this month. It's about saying, okay, I hear the fear. I hear it in my mind. It's coming up. Let me speak to that part of myself. Let me try to reassure that part of myself. Let me feel in the body where the fear is sitting, and let me allow the body to reassure it. And it's just a switch, like, and this can be done. It can be done very easily. It might take a few times to do it, but it can be done. And I talked a little about this to you before, but when I was speaking about the marathon runner and embodying the energy of that, I want you to think about, you know, who you're becoming now. Like, when you're moving towards something, when you're drawn towards something, maybe it's some part of your purpose, maybe it's a creative thing you want to become involved in, maybe it's a relationship you wish to create, maybe it's a family you wish to have, maybe it's a career that you wish to have, and you feel that you're at a place where you can draw that in. What I would say to you is to begin to recognize that, to have a practical shift, because like our minds work in practical ways. We need like proof and evidence a lot of the time. So saying things like feel into it and all that can seem just a little bit too airy fairy, you know, for some of us, which I totally get, because sometimes it feels like that to me as well. So what you'd be saying in those instances is, okay, I wish to, I don't know, just say, like, I'll take myself, like, I wish to expand my teaching work, for example. So then I'm like, okay, I'm starting to believe that that's possible. I'm starting to feel that in my body. That feels really nice. That feels really expansive. That feels like, you know, really great, whatever it might be. And then it's like, okay, now I have to take the steps towards that. So how can I embody the teacher element of myself? Instead of it just being a thought, how can I actually feel like a teacher? What can I do in my life in movement of the steps that I take to be that teacher? So the body feels it. It's not a thought. It's the body. And how you can do that is going in the direction of what feels good. So I might say, okay, well, I'll teach tarot, which is actually something I've just gone back to do, right? I love that. Absolutely love it. It really flows to me. It doesn't actually feel like I'm working at all. I just love it, sitting with somebody on Zoom, you know, working with them. It's great, right? So just say, that's what it is. That feels good. Maybe then I might go, okay, I'm going to teach, I'm just trying to think of something like, again, trivial, a class about flower rituals or something, but it doesn't really sit with me. So I'm like, that doesn't really feel as expansive as I thought it would be. So I move away from it. So I'm only embodying what feels really good. So I know this is a bit of a long-winded message, but I really wanted to kind of hone in on this today, because this is such an important part. And in your later teaching this week, we're also going to be looking at another kind of way around spiritual practices to help you with this. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.